spending time, but about exploring a world. And those early filmic experiences were really wonderful for that.
Is that where you got kind of your first idea that you might get into screenwriting, or did it come later?
It came later. You know, back then I was just so enthralled by the magic of movies. I mean, it's so corny, but if you don't feel that, I don't know why we'd even be in the movies at all. So there's still a childlike thing that most people have who are in the films, that there's a magical quality to them. So I was completely swept away in that. You know, screenwriting came much later because I was still devoted to the theater.
And how did your first feature script come about?
The first feature came about, I had gotten to a point in my career where I was writing plays and they were being produced, and I still wasn't making a living. So I did some television. I worked on a TV series called Erie, Indiana, which was on NBC, I think. Yeah, NBC, for one season. And I was at a kind of crossroads where I thought, you know, I love the theater. I can make money in TV, but I felt if you were really going to be successful at one of those, it would exclude the other. And I needed a way to make a living that allowed me the freedom that I enjoyed writing plays. So I wrote my first spec screenplay at that time. It was 1992.
And how did that turn out? Did that get set up or bought?
No.